besides, you know, playing ball or going swimming, you know, we'd go to the creek or river and swim. And besides that, you know, about the only other thing you did was you'd go home, spend the night with a friend, and they'd come spend the night with you. And
what did you call it when you did that? Did you have a name for it?
No, not really.
As you got older, how about when you were a teenager?
Well, you know, growing up in that era, I guess I got a workaholic attitude. You know, I saw, you know, how people lived and how poor some of them was. And so I made a mental note up there that I wasn't going to be like that. So, you know, I spent most of my time, you know, working and trying to learn and trying to get ahead, because I meant I wasn't going to be poor all my life.
Mm-hmm. What did teenagers do about dating?
Well, you know, you could, Mr. had the picture show down in Roswell, the movie theater, and, you know, that was probably your first date. You'd ask some girl to go to the movie with you, and or they would ask you or something, you know. So that was usually the first date you had, is to go to the movie.
Uh-huh. And where would you go from there?
Well, in the early years, you didn't go anywhere. You'd walk them home. You didn't have any way to go. And there was really no place to go, like the, you know, like a restaurant or something like that. There wasn't any place to go. And, you know, when we got to be big time, you know, the drugstore at Alpharetta was a big gathering place, and we'd take them up there for a soda or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that was a big deal.
And how about second dates and third dates? Is there...
Well, I don't know. You know, sometimes after a while, when you got to be really good friends, you got to set of wheels you could ride in, you know, you might take them to the Fox or somewhere. That was a real big deal, you know, to
what,
do that. And
what's the Fox?
Fox Theater downtown.
Uh-huh.
And on Peachtree, that was one of the more famous, you know, theaters that, you know, and they always had some type of shows or something there. So that was a real big deal.
Can you think of any key historical moments for Roswell?
Well, that's hard to say, being here all the time, and things didn't change overnight. You know, it's such a gradual change, but, you know, I guess, you know, the change in the city itself, you know, it got large, you know. When it started, it got large, you know. And the, you know, the fire department, which, you know, I was on the fire department about 15 years. You know, volunteer fire department, and it changed, and the city hall changed, and, you know, that was, to me, that was one of the largest changes, you know.
How did the volunteer fire department work?
Had sirens, one in downtown and one in the upper part of Roswell, and